And that music means another edition of Radio Fishin'. This is Fishin' Frank, and we're going to be interviewing with Captain Kale and Captain Larry, Bucket List Charters and Bad Fish Charters in reverse. Captain Kale, of course, Bad Fish Charters, and Captain Larry here, both back in off the water today, and we're going to hear a little bit about Larry's trip. And Larry, you went fishing.
Yeah, finally, I was finally got done with the party over at Frank's house. So the fog has
finally
lifted.
Recovered from it.
The fog has lifted.
See, you've got to take my approach to these parties.
Sleep all day.
Sleep till 5:30 the next afternoon, and you'll be fine.
I hear you.
Kale wrote on there. He says, "You could tell it's a great party when you don't get up till 5:30 the next day."
The next night, yeah.
I was like, "Oh my goodness." So anyway, you lived through the party, you made it, you survived that, and you went on a charter today. What was up?
This was a getting to know you charter. What we do is we'll charter a half day or a full day on a client's boat and use their equipment. And what I mean their equipment is it's their boat. Primarily, I'll bring the rods and stuff, teach you how to fish artificials or presentation, different knots while we're out on the water. But the big thing about it, what they really like most, is the fact that they're in their boat and they know what constraints they have then. Because if they're in, if they take a Carolina skiff compared to what I was in today.
Right. We were talking about that. Kale did one of those today, too, where... using his big skiff, I mean, that thing will just go where most boats cannot possibly get to, especially on a day like today. So it's really good for them to learn what their boat does and how to do that.
Yeah, when you're talking the difference between, like, Kale's boat, he's drawing, 4 to 6 inches of water, wet sand or something. And the northeast winds are blowing today 10 to 15 knots, and everything is getting pushed out. I was in a century that had 18 inches of draft.
So where'd you end up going?
We actually, I pre-scouted.
Where the heck are you going to go with an 18-inch draft?
It's where he didn't go.
I pre-scouted Pirate Harbor for a bay boat, and I took my bay boat, my offshore boat, in there for the last couple of days to help this client out. I was pretty excited about it myself to see what I could do with my boat inside Pirate Harbor. Believe it or not, I can get a mile on either side of it, so we were pretty happy with that. Started hooking up with the snook first thing this morning. I mean, not even a line in, the first line in the water of the day. When you put a fish on, sometimes that's bad luck. That's the omen you don't want to
happen. When is that ever bad luck?
Well.
I don't know. I know what he's saying. Sometimes, you go big right out of the gate. It's like, okay, that was it.
No, like you said, never play Stairway to Heaven first.
Yeah. Right. Well, we were the idea of the trip was to, like I said, familiarize him with not only the water, like we do with clients here. We also familiarize him with a different method of fishing. And he was always a live bait fisherman. Put a shrimp on a rock and send it to the bottom. We fished different twitch baits, suspended baits, and obviously some poppers and some top water action going on. And it was, at the end of the session, we were doing really well.
Fishy, fishy.
Oh, excuse me.
Were the snook is wound up for you as they were wound up for me today?
Yeah, we had, that was actually one of the things is that I've never caught that many snook in one day. It was a record day for me as well as for our client.
That's what I was telling Frank earlier. I actually caught my first legal...
And the crowd loves you. You guys, both of you, on snook all day. The audience is going crazy. Come on, everybody. No, sit back down. Come on. Sit back down. They've had enough. You're going to give them a big head. Yes.
I actually caught my first legal snook on a shrimp. Well, that's something I had never done before. It's always artificial or live bait. And they were just so spun up today.
Yeah, that front definitely, like we were talking earlier offline, is the front had a lot to do with it, pushing them into these estuaries and these backwater holes, getting them into the 4 to 6 foot hole range so they could get some shelter.
Well, speaking of the front, how did you expect your fishing to go today?
I actually didn't expect it to go this well.
Yeah, me neither.
I was like, okay, we're going to grind this one out.
Yeah, exactly. The bin in the toilet is what I expected.
Watching
that temperature fall, that barometer fall, and I really thought today was going to be poor.
The expectation, I mean, we normally, as captains, we always want to set a high standard for ourselves, make sure the client has the best time available. But we have to say to ourselves, honestly, what's the weatherman saying? You know, he's half right half the time. So, you look at it and you go,
Only bigger liar than a fisherman is the weatherman.
The weather guy. But, it turned out to be a banner day, and we're real happy with it.
Well, there's been many times where I've picked my clients up at the dock. So, how's it going to be? Today's going to suck.
Yeah, I didn't come right out and say that. Yeah, I didn't come right out and say that. I said we were going to grind at it for a while. So we got done with the snook. One of the other things is, showing different areas to somebody in their boat with their draft, different draft and everything, and maybe boat handling techniques that they haven't seen before. But on the way out in the cut there, coming in, jacks everywhere. And these were some stud jacks. It was fun. We set the drags down, and got some action. We got some definitely good drag action going on.
I like using jacks as a teaching tool. If you ever want to have a fish to teach your clients the proper way to fight and control a fish, jacks are it. Jacks are it. Because number one, if you can get into a school of 10-pound or better ones, you're going to be on those fish for a little bit, and it takes a little bit to reel them in, and you can watch how they fight. You can make sure that they're handling the rod and reel properly. Real great teaching tool.
Yeah, in fact, we came to the conclusion that with the guy I was with today, he was fishing an old 430, and he hooked into one of those big jacks, and his Anna reverse went out on him. So he's like, I think it's time. I said, yeah, you need to come into the store. I got
time for an upgrade.
Yeah, here I put my rod in his hand, and we got the new the pen.
Conflicts. Yeah, we got the conflicts in finally. Waiting. They said okay, they'll be in August, and they said okay, mid November, then late November. By then December, they actually showed up.
Yeah, so. Santa Claus showed up early at Larry's house. I put that pen conflict on a star rod, and I tell you what, that combination alone right there is, we had a lot of fun with it today.
Yeah, I had a couple that came in, and he was just dying for his conflict. He saw him on the shelf, and she says, well, I'll just put it up in the back because we've got this whole rack up in here, with all rods waiting to go out to people for Christmas and, paid and layaway and all these things. And he wasn't having any part of that. That thing was going home with
going
him
home
right there.
Make sure he gets it.
No, there was no way that was going out of the rack. He was going home with it, and him and Santa were going fishing. Yes.
Well, it's probably a good call. If those things sell anywhere near as well as the Battle did, they're going to be hard to find here in a few months.
Get them. Yeah, we love fishing.
Okay, but anyway, you went out. We're going to go back and talk about fishing for just a bit. I hate to do that to you. What were you using for bait?
It's all artificial today. I threw one shrimp in there just to say it's to prove a point. But we caught a fish on it. But it was an artificial lesson today on Twitch baits. We were using Mira lures and the Storm Twitch baits.
That Storm Twitch and Shad is crazy good, isn't it?
It actually works itself. It wasn't a difficult lesson at all. It was like,
no, it's a very, very easy lure to use. Yeah. You tie it on the end of your rod, you hold it over an open live well, and they jump in.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, I don't know what it is about that Storm lure, but I mean, I know Mira lures, that 17 is still in people's minds the number one, but I think pretty soon you're gonna see people taking hooks off of them to put it on that Storm, because they are just, I've never seen anything go this quick and so quietly, because there's no ad campaign for it. There's no, people going, oh yeah, this, it's just one guy whispering to another guy, man, this Storm bait's the one.
And that's what it boiled down to. I was at the party, and somebody just kind of leaned over to me and I opened up their hand, and they had one, and they're like, this is what you want to use on your trip. And I was like, okay.
And that's really how it's going. I mean, it's the quietest mega seller I think we've ever had. Nobody's talking about it. You don't hear it anywhere, because it's one guy going, hey, man, I got the good stuff here. Come on, look at this. You can take this, and you go catch all these fish, keep it on a down low,
Well, every once in a while, you get that lure that comes by and turns this into crack dealers.
Yeah, I know.
It was the Yozuri Minnow for a while, and then it went to the X-Wrap, and now it's that
Mirror Lure kind of went.
The
Mirror Lure just went
Bone SL,
crazy.
Spook Junior, there's another one.
And then I think the newest newest, latest, and greatest is absolutely that storm. So yeah, it's
definitely.
I'm really surprised because, and the nice part about it is a great group at the factory too. By the way, these are real nice people, and we are now one of the top dealers in Florida.
Great, great. Yeah. Now I know where I can always get them.
Yeah, I mean, we have surpassed.
What do you mean always get them? You just took the last two off the shelf.
Like I said, I know where I can always get them.
Yeah, they're in his pockets. But anyway, what we're going to do, any thoughts on fishing? If we got two guys here, takes people out, teaches fishing, Captain Larry, Captain Cale. Larry, what would you, a good suggestion, if somebody wanted to go out tomorrow, where would they go and what should they do?
There is a ton of action in your cuts on the incoming, and there is a ton of action on the east wall on the outside of the bar. At the low tides, the guys are going up, they're putting their boats on the bar, and they're wading out. And then when the water starts coming back in, they're getting back into boats and they're just fishing the outside, the outside of the bar. It was stacked in there today, and the report was it was a pretty good day.
Okay, what bait or lure?
They were throwing boat. They had mostly shrimp.
Okay, so shrimp is a good call, or if you're going to pick a lure, the storm, right?
I would go with the storm.
Okay, he's going to go with the storm outside the bar on the east side. Cale, your best bet for tomorrow?
I base it off the wind. If it's going to be windy, I'm going right back upriver with shrimp and artificials like I did today. It produced. It worked.
So
don't leave fish to find fish.
Yeah, it's... You know? And
if it's not windy, if it's going to be a nice day, I'm going to run out to Placida and load up on whitebait and fish out there.
Well, I got to tell you, the great thing about it is two captains both had great days on the water, and I'm glad everything worked out so well for you, but it just goes to show there can be more than one place, more than one way of catching a fish and having a great day out here in Charlotte Harbor, from the Peace River down into the East Keys, and this is Fishing Frank, wrapping up another Radio Fishing, and thank you so much for joining us, Captain Larry, Bucket List Charters, and Captain Cale, Bad Fish Charters. If you click on their pictures right next to this radio, it'll take you right to their sites. Anyway, Fish and Frank saying thanks again.
Thanks, Frank.